Hi, I'm Wendy Francis, nutrition therapist, emotional eating expert, and entrepreneur. I've helped countless people overcome their obsession with food and weight. Isn't it time you overcame what you had become and ignite who you were meant to be? Your time to become an overcomer starts now. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Overcoming Your Emotional Eating. On today's call, I'm live on a pre-recorded line with clients that call in to speak with me once a week. And on this call, I'm speaking with a client about how she can help get her family member on board with what she's doing with her food. Doing this is a slippery slope. There are many psychological and physical objections and differentiations to how we do this. How do we enable others to be on and with our cause and our journey in our food? And how do we do that healthfully for them and for us? How do we create those lines of boundary that allow us to flourish, that don't enable us to flounder in moving forward with what somebody else in our home is doing? Take a listen. It might sound really familiar, and maybe you can learn something from what this caller and I discovered. Thanks so much for listening.
My question is, how do you get your family on board with what you're trying to accomplish? You know, there are other, we're an empty nester household, and my husband happens to be overweight as well. And the more dedicated to this program I try to be, it seems to me like the more resistance I get. So I know I'm not the only person that has a family around them. What are y'all doing to get your family on board? What are your control methods for yourself?
Anybody have any feedback on that? Let me start, Sherry, and then we'll see if everybody else will join in, because I'm sure there's other people on the line. It's a very common situation, whether it's an empty nest situation or, you know, there are kids in the home. So do you want your husband to be on the plan with you, or do you just struggle with him and what he eats that's different than you? Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense, and yes to both.
Okay. Does he want to be on the plan?
Well, every day he says he wants to lose weight, but then he comes in with what I call a slab of pie instead of a piece of pie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the portion control is off the chart with him. Okay. So, like, if I fix... If right now I'm fixing roasted butternut squash, mm-hmm. and I'm making enough that I should have enough left over for a couple of portions, you know, tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But he will consume everything I don't eat. There's nothing left.
Okay. Okay. So you have some choice options, right? One is, because I always say this, right? Everybody has to come to their own crossroads and make their own decision in change making, because we can't make change for other people. It just doesn't happen. I would love if we could sometimes. Trust me, I've got two teenagers and a 10-year-old that's a rising teenager, right? So, but we can't make someone else change, even if they want the end result, but they're not willing to do the work. You can't make them change. So it's kind of like putting the oxygen mask on first, right? Like, you just have to stay focused on your mask and pulling it down and putting it over your face. And what are you going to do to keep that going? And nothing else can come in your vision. He's going to have to come to his own place at his own time. Now, in a home then, what that means is you're obviously cooking the food that you want, right, on plan, whatever that is. And if your intention is then to keep a couple of servings for yourself for tomorrow, the next day, et cetera, do you express that to him?
Yes, ma'am.
And okay, so then.
But it's a control issue.
What's a control issue?
For him, not to the portion control. It's not. It's like he doesn't have that capability at this point in time. And I understand that I can't force it on him. But at the same time, I'm supposed to be his best friend and his spouse and encourage him to be healthier as well, you know? So kind of struggling with this a little bit because it's, you know, it's one of those factors where I have the happy motivation and I'm pushing through and then I feel like I get the rug pulled out from under me.
Yeah. So here's one thing. Have you tried to really talk to him about it?
Yeah, well, I'm going to say partially.
Okay.
You know, for men, sometimes it's more like you're just fussing at me instead of trying to talk to me. So I will try to approach again and try to incorporate some other methods. But I was just wondering, you know, if there's something nifty and handy that maybe y'all had experienced that would give me insight.
I mean, I think, and I'm gonna open the lines up too. I know that this is an area that I've dealt with clients for eons, and when I've worked with young clients, their parents dealt with it. I think first and foremost, when you communicate, whether it be with male or female, if you come at it with an I perspective, not an I that I see, but an I capital, I feel scared and concerned for your health. You're my best friend, and I love you. And I want to be here together on the earth for as long as we can be. I really would love to have your support and encouragement, but more so, I really would love to see you be and get healthy with me because I love you.
I like that.
That's the dialogue. You hear how many times I said I?
Yes.
Most of the time, it's very common for all of us to move into a you stance. You walk in with a slab of pie. You say you want to lose weight. You can't do it eating the way you do. You have no portion control, right? And you know what happens? The person immediately shuts down, shuts in, and defends. And you will never get anywhere. So if you switch the dialogue and you play the I game, so to speak, and you just stay in the I in communication with your loved one, it enables core connection and no one's defensive. So that's a different kind of conversation and it may be helpful for you. I also am going to tell you that it's probably not just a portion control thing. Because if you listen to my podcast and anything about overeating, it's never just a portion control thing when it comes to eating like that.
Okay. So where do we find your podcast at?
Yeah, so you can find my podcast, Overcoming Emotional Eating, two places. It's on Apple Podcasts on iTunes. So if you have an iPhone, you pop up podcast. You type in Overcoming Emotional Eating with Wendy Francis and 180-something, I don't know what we're at today, 187 maybe episodes will pop up for you to listen to. You can also find podcasts at www.wendyfrancis.com.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Does anybody else have any tips, though, for her? Because it's an excellent question, and it's one that comes up. You are not alone. It comes up so often for clients. Does anybody else have any tips for her in maybe what they've worked through or what helped them with a spouse or a partner?
I haven't really had that issue with my partner, but just an idea for the servings. I don't know if you set like the whole bowl of squash on the table, but maybe before you set the whole bowl of squash on the table, put some servings away for tomorrow in the refrigerator.
Yeah, that's a good behavioral strategy.
Thank you.
To have those, yeah, to have like those containers that are pre-portioned and go ahead and put it away once you cook it and you plate your dish and his dish. That's a great tip, caller. Anybody else, any other tips around that or thoughts? It's
just make sure you share with him your why, why you're on the program, why you want to do this.
Do you know what a why is, caller? Where's the initial caller?
I'm sorry, I stepped away from the phone. Yes, ma'am, I do.
You do? Yay. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Right. So that other caller said, yeah, to share your why with him.
That's a great tip. And the portion control thing is a great tip. The only difference is that most of the time, today being the exception to the rule, we're cooking together. So, you know, me taking and snatching it back, he's hollering, whoa, where are you going with that? You know, so I will make a point to share the why as I put the portion control segments back and hopefully improve his health along with improving my own.
Yeah. That's good.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, you're welcome. Great tips, caller. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend. Rate, review, and subscribe. You never know who you'll help become the next overcomer.